This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us, First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID, says the White House, and has mild symptoms, not long after the president's recovery. That word just in from the White House. Former President Trump is now among those calling for the release of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit, but the Justice Department opposes the idea. The AP's Julie Walker.
In a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, the former president writes, "It's in the interest of transparency to release the unredacted affidavit. And Trump wants the judge to recuse himself." Several news organizations, including the Associated Press, went to court to try and get that affidavit. The government told the judge prosecutors believe some additional records should now be made public, but the document details highly sensitive information about witnesses, including people who have been interviewed by the government, and contains confidential grand jury information. I'm Julie Walker.
How much sway does Donald Trump carry with voters? That'll be among the questions analysts will try to answer as they watch today's Republican primary in Wyoming. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a fierce Trump critic and a Republican, is on the ballot.
Her future is now on the line in a state where Trump won big in 2020.
She just sort of turned her back on him.
She turned right around and voted against us.
Republicans Olivia Tanner and Dan Winder say Cheney's Trump bashing will cost her. Brett McPeak wants to reward her.
Her standing up for the truth and the Constitution is what got her my vote.
Trump has already helped install loyalists in key elections nationwide as he looks to reshape the GOP in his image. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Western states are wrestling with drought and climate change. The AP's Donna Warder.
Federal officials plan to tell several Western states how much more they'll have to cut back in water usage because of less water flowing through the Colorado River. The Colorado River provides water to 40 million people in seven states, including Arizona, California, and Colorado, as well as Mexico. But drought and climate change have left less water flowing through the river and depleted reservoirs. State water officials are expecting federal officials to tell them that the Lake Mead Reservoir on the Nevada-Arizona border will likely shrink to dangerously low levels that could disrupt water delivery and hydropower production. The states already are trying to cut their water use by a federally mandated 15%. I'm Donna Warder.
Gas prices are still falling. Gas is $3.94 a gallon this morning, down 9 cents in a week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.